Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. This month, we feature Beverly, home to the Beverly Arts Center, iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes, and the original rainbow cone.
Back on 720 WGN. All right, we've been focusing on Beverly today, and earlier we talked about Nikki's of Beverly, formerly Nikki's Grill and Yogurt Oasis. They've moved a bit, and they're in shipping containers now. The owner is Paul. Paul, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. You know, I'm not even going to do you the disservice of trying to pronounce your last name. How do you pronounce it?
You've got to try at least,
okay.
Steve.
Are you ready? Okay, I'll try.
Go for it.
It's the longest name I've ever seen in my life. Kostopanagiotou.
Very good. Very good, man. Kostopanagiotou.
Kostopanagiotou.
The G is actually a Y.
I was pretty close.
Very good. Very close.
Yeah, Kostopanagiotou. Okay.
Very good, yep.
So you just moved. You reopened the new shop, I think, in January, right?
Correct.
Is it tough to launch a new restaurant when the restaurants are so limited these days?
Well, you know, it was tough, but the Beverly community, I had the confidence that they would support, because even when the pandemic hit, I knew that they were still supporting small businesses, and the 19th Ward really showed its strength during the last year. That was challenging for a lot of businesses, but we didn't have many closures here in Beverly.
All right, so the new restaurant opens, and it involves a couple of shipping containers. I've looked at the pictures, and I think I understand it, but I'm still not altogether clear, Paul. Explain for me where the shipping containers came from.
Yeah, so there's a total of 5 shipping containers that we attached to a old building that was here, and the building kind of had this weird shape, and it was angled. Mm-hmm. So we attached 5 shipping containers, and we stacked them. Is right on the corner of Western Avenue. I'm actually sitting in one right now as I'm watching some patrons right now having their dinner.
So the shipping containers would be ones that you would see on a freight train?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly. So we've modified them and cut them up, put overhead garage doors and big windows, all that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we colored them teal.
And so they're not atop each other, right? They're all standing individually?
No, they're on top of each other.
They are on top of each other.
Out of 5 of them, one is the only one that's a single story. The other 2 containers, there are other ones that are stacked right on top.
Okay, because when I was looking at a picture, I thought maybe they were standing on their end, but they're not. They're sitting long ways, but they're two stacked up.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Yeah, there's a total of 5 of them. Yep.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, I knew when we acquired the property that I wanted to keep the building, the original building, intact.
Mm-hmm.
And it had this kind of weird shape to the building. So I wanted the building to sit on the corner. And I had this idea of you know, utilizing the shipping containers. So then kind of did my research, and we went to Toronto and some other places, Colorado, to kind of look at some of these other designs that people had, and then contracted, you know, architect and engineers to make it happen.
When you went to the engineer and the architect, what did they say at first?
The architect thought I was crazy. Yeah, he said, no way, let's not do it. And then I think a week went by, and he calls me, and he was stuck in traffic, and he goes, hey, I'm stuck right behind a shipping container. I think we should really look into this.
That's hilarious.
It worked out.
I'm sure that he was eager for the challenge, too.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, he did a great job.
All right, tell me about Nikki's. How long have you been around? What's your specialty?
Yeah, so we've been serving the Beverly community for 23 years, and we were at the corner of 103rd and Western. Now we've relocated to 105th and Western. Is our specialty is, honestly, our most popular items are our salads.
Really?
We've got a full lineup of eight salads, barbecue, Asian, Greek, chicken Caesar, jerk, you name it. All good stuff. High-end, quality food here at Nikki's with good vibes.
How did you
go along with it?
How did you get it? It sounds like a good vibe. I can pick up on that just from hearing you sitting in a shipping container having a beer.
Yeah, sounds good.
How did you get into this business?
You know, my father had a small carryout restaurant on 47th and Kedzie, one of the original Nikki's.
Uh-huh.
So I used to work for my dad for many years, and so I was kind of brought up into the business, and school really wasn't for me. So right out of high school, started working for him full-time, and then always wanted to open up my own restaurant.
And so here you are, successful businessman.
And here we are.
No college education, right?
Correct. No college education.
You were taught in the back of the kitchen.
Correct. Yeah. By my pops.
That's nice. That sounds like a Beverly story. I know 47th and Kedzie's not Beverly, but that's the old Chicago story, right?
Yeah.
Of growing up above the bar and things like that.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I'm excited about our future here too.
All right.
You know, we built a nice place, and neighborhood is really supporting it.
Well, you're certainly going to stand out when people drive down Western Avenue, right? They're going to see you.
Correct. You can't miss us.
All right.
Yeah.
How do people find out more information about Nikki's?
Well, they can go to nikkiesofbeverly.com. We've got a Twitter handle, Nikki's of Beverly. Is Instagram, Facebook, and they can check us out there. Menu, photos, all the good stuff we got going on. Even on Thursdays, we spin vinyl. So we're playing Rolling Stones right now.
I love it. All right, Paul Costapaniatu.
Very good.
How about that? All right, good luck. Enjoy those shipping containers.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good to be on,
you
guys.
You bet. Enjoy.
Been listening for a long time.
I appreciate that. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.